When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Michael Chisholm with The Showdown, based out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Loud Spot Podcast.
Warning, The Loud Spot Podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my very best co-host, Don, over here. Then right underneath us, we have a very special guest co-host named Michael, who is in a band called Showdown.
So,
Michael, we're going to get to you in just a little bit. We're going to talk about Showdown. But right now, we have to talk about the convention. And by the way, Sam is not here tonight. He is busy doing a bunch of things. We always miss Sam. I'm stuck pushing the buttons, and I'm totally going to screw everything up. Okay. All right. So, Michael, I don't know if you know this. Michael, the band Showdown, they are playing at Ink Nation Tattoo Convention. Dawn is the one. We started this together. So she's a tattoo artist out of Moore, Oklahoma.
Wow.
And this is our convention. And so there has been a lot going on this week. Don, like, I swear to God, and I don't even know Michael. I just met him right now. I'm letting you know, if I was not a business partner, she would have fired me.
I did fire him, and he's a business partner.
Oh, no.
I did.
Luckily, she can't really fire me, but...
it made him stop for a second and go, oh, wait a second.
You know what happens is they always say, and I've told this to Dawn before, her and I have talked, is throwing a convention is not the easiest thing to do. It's like, you know, you hear couples, they build a house together, then they get divorced because of all the issues going on with the house before they build it. Well, this is like Dawn and my relationship with this tattoo convention. It's like we argue, and sometimes it's you catch more bees with honey, is what I've told Don. And I don't even follow that. Because I get pissed off, man, about this. Little things just make me so angry.
Uh-huh. That's what I was about to tell you whenever me and you were going after it. Like, come on, Sebastian, you get more honey,
Catch more bees with honey.
Uh-huh.
You don't get more honey. Well, you get more honey if you have more bees, but you catch more bees. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're super excited for this convention, man. This is actually going to be our first acoustic gig.
Good.
So, yeah, we're putting in the work right now, trying to hash it all out and make it all work and add some new songs and get rid of some that maybe are not the best acoustic songs.
As long as there's no fighting going on, y'all are golden.
Have you ever been so like upset that you just kind of fly off the handle and then you think about it later, like, maybe I shouldn't have.
Oh yeah, this morning, dude.
That's a man.
I'm there.
So y'all react and then think.
So
us women, we think first and then react. So if you see a woman reacting, she thought about it. She contemplated it. You know,
I watch her every morning. She keeps me in line. But yeah, I fly off the handles every now and then.
So I'm gonna go ahead and lay my frustrations out on the podcast. So we paid a total of $19,500 for the convention center.
Whew.
Okay, that I know, right? So then.
That's
so then,
a nice meatball, man.
So then we have extra little things we need, like we need the stage. So they're providing the stage for a cost. I get that. They're providing security, the police. So we got to pay for that. One thing I did not expect to pay for was their employees coming to our event and working at our event. We have to pay $2,700 extra for the employees. So now they bill us another $8,000 for the convention after we've already paid them nearly $20,000. I'm like, where was, now was it in the contract? It, maybe it was, but they didn't say it was going to be $8,000 more. Like, what if we didn't have the $8,000, Don? What if we did? We do have that. Thank God. What if we didn't have it? Man. We'd have been screwed.
Yeah.
So can I actually tell you how this started?
Go ahead.
Because he went straight to the gusto.
That's right, because I'm pissed off. Oh, damn it. Yeah.
I literally give him a heads up. I am in the midst of dealing with this person from this place that is going to send an email that you are not going to understand. Please leave it be until tonight.
I understood it all right. I understood you on $8,000 more. No. Well, I understood.
And I was like, I'm tattooing. Whenever I get off, I will go over everything because even I was getting confused by talking with the lady. Okay. So I give him this heads up. Not a minute later, I'm still on the phone with this lady. And this lady goes, Sebastian just texted me. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he texts me and it just went left field instantly.
Oh no.
I said, fuck that. So I was like,
I told you to leave that email alone.
I should have. But I was pissed. Like, don't bill me after I pay you $20,000. Don't bill me another $8,000. Like, right? Come on. Hey, electricity for the damn convention, $1,700 in itself. So it's fine. We got it covered. All I'm saying is, it's what I call a bait and switch. They bait you in and then they switch up the plan on you. And I'm like, look, what if they would have said you owe us another $40,000? What are we going to do? Cancel the event? No, we have people flying in from other states. We got bands. I mean, I don't know. It's a whole mess.
I work conventions from my 8 to 5. I work for the Museum of Osteology in Oklahoma City. And
where's that at?
Norman?
It's like 240 in Sunny Lane, 2 miles south, right there at the intersection of 104th. Okay. Yeah, 104th and Sunny Lane.
Is that the Unlimited Skeletons or?
Yeah, Skulls Unlimited, yeah.
Skulls Unlimited. Dude, I was just talking to the owner of the shop that I work at. His wife went in there and got her a little duck skull. And I guess he paid for the 3-month subscription to get the box.
One box. Yes.
Yeah. And he was telling me all about it because he knows I love my crystals and all that stuff. And I'm like, cool.
Oh yeah. Skulls Unlimited is a cool spot for sure. Yeah. I've been there, I guess, about 6 years, and we work all these conventions for like safari clubs and veterinarian training shows. And, you know, dealing with the conventions and all the associated people sometimes. Oh, it's so frustrating.
Why don't we just close down the museum for a weekend and have our tattoo convention there? Dude. Jay, come on.
Shout out, Jay, if you're watching this. Jay's the owner of the company.
Jay's going to see this. We're going to send it to Jay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
Not this year, next year.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff in there, man. Lots of cool skeletons hanging all over the place.
Cool spot. Is it all like hard? Is it carpeted or is it hard floors?
It's carpeted. There's two floors there.
Damn it. Can't do it.
I mean, it gives off that kind of a old school museum feel, but they just went through and updated all the exhibits and they've got new graphics. And
the state of Oklahoma says we need hardwood or hard flooring and not carpeted. The health inspectors of the
state. Dang it.
I know. Them bastards. They always try to meddle in everyone's business. All right.
let's not get Don started on that because, you know, out of 45 artists, I had 8 that had an issue. Mind you, I was meticulous on everything I got. And so, yeah, two of them are complete. Are you serious? You passed 2 people with the same thing, but yet you rejected 2. It makes no sense to me. And so Monday I'm going to, Yeah.
The state, God dang the state, dude. The state just, it's tough. It's tough.
Don needs a break. Needs a break.
You get one here.
Sebastian, the state of Oklahoma, the convention.
And people asking us stupid questions. Someone asked, and I hopefully they don't watch this. I don't know. Does my $20 day pass get me a free tattoo? No, it doesn't get you a free tattoo.
I was about to say, I hope so.
No, it does not. But what did I tell you? I told you that we're not the only convention that gets those questions.
Yeah.
Because with me being an artist and attending other conventions, I get to see their dumb questions that they get. So I don't feel so bad now that, you know, I'm sitting here all day going, no, artists have their own pricing, or go to our website and pick an artist, or
yeah.
You know,
we say the same things over and over and over again. And, you know, we were talking about getting ripped off, which, okay, we got the Ritz-Carlton of convention centers in Oklahoma. I get that. We got a very nice, 46,000 square foot building or something like that. Okay.
It's freaking huge, man.
So it's huge. Okay. But speaking about getting ripped off, on a different note, besides the convention, tired of complaining about it, because we are looking forward to it and we're happy that we're throwing it. Yes. First year, let's go.
It is our baby. It is our baby.
This is the first.
This is our first one, and it's huge already.
Oh man!
Yeah. So, Dawn, poor Dawn. You know she's trying to get a leg up on life, and what does she get slapped with today? A fine for $17,500 plus another fine, I guess, of $5,000 for her son, who barely fender bended.
Didn't even bend the bumper. He scratched the bumper. Scratched it. And now all of a sudden.
He's a minor. Don carries the insurance.
Yeah. He was a minor. I mean, he's not now. He just turned 18. But whenever this happened, which was 9 months ago, I thought the lady got her scratch on her bumper paid for and we were all good to go. No, today I get an email stating that I'm being sued because now they have bodily injuries, not just the driver, but the passenger.
Of course.
And I'm just like, are you serious right now? My son's airbag did not deploy. Your airbag did not deploy. You got a scratch. My son has a dented hood.
As I'm talking to you, my neck kind of hurts.
My back hurts.
Liability.
Can I sue for my back? I mean,
everyone's getting sued. I'm suing the band Showdown. I'm suing you, Don. My neck starts hurting while I'm talking to you. Isn't that kind of the world we live in, though, Michael? Isn't that the world we live in right now, where people just want to make a leg up, however they can,
free money.
Yeah, I just spent the last week in Nashville, and, you know, that is such a busy place. I mean, there's so much going on, and, I ran into that a lot. You know, a lot of people just looking for a situation to take advantage of somebody or, you know, get the leg up, and it's just like, you know, we're all trying to pump one out here, man. You know,
yeah,
we got to be there for each other, because, you know, if we don't have anybody around us to help us out through life, I mean, you really – it's going to be kind of boring, let alone you're probably not going to be very successful with it, you know?
You said pump one out, and all I can think about is jerking off now. I always want to pump one out.
Pound one out.
Pump one out, pound one out, whatever. I hate that it happens to good people, and hate that it happens to people that insurance companies, you weren't hurt from a fender bender. Your airbags didn't go off. Your neck. Oh, I've been in car accidents. I was on the highway. And I couldn't sue the guy who was one of my best friends who was driving the car. He just drove too fast and took a turn too quick. But I mean, the next day, my neck kind of hurt, my back kind of hurt. But like 3 days after that, I was fine.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to sue him over it either. I mean, unless it was like I had to make money to pay my bills, but I didn't. I was fine. So don't just sue people because you feel like, and I hate people that break check you too.
That's what she did. She was on the highway and she saw a cop had somebody pulled over, was occupied. This cop was occupied, not paying no attention to her or anybody else on that highway. And she slammed on her brakes. And my son is, out of all my kids, he's the driver that I feel safe with. I don't get jumpy with him, nothing. And he slammed on his brakes, and all he did was just slide into her because his car physically couldn't stop because she brake checked him so hard. And now I'm paying the price of it. And, you know, I'm just a single mom trying to live and take care of my family, busting my butt. I've had a ruptured disc
for three weeks. You know what,
Don,
you know what they're going to say? We don't feel sorry for you. You're paying $28,000 to a convention. Guess what? That's not how it works. We rely on vendors and tattoo artists and people coming in to even afford this thing to go. We were just the ones ballsy enough to do it without any capital is what we are.
So how many booths are going to be at this convention?
65.
There you go. And we just got two strip clubs, which we got Deja Vu and Little Darlings.
But
they're going to be there. You know, but you know, that's not what country's all about, though. And we'll talk about your song, What Country's All About. I do want to hear why you said Dallas is one of the worst for brake checking. But before we get into that, we got to play our new song, not our new song, a band called 10 Years. They have a new song called Rise, came out about a week ago. I love this band. Great song. Michael, we're getting back to you. Showdown and your story about Dallas. And then we're moving on with the show. Here we go with 10 Years and their song Rise right here on the Loud Spot.
Let's get it.
Karma sits in the dark. Disbelievers disregard. Heavy days carry all the way. Crack the surface, make a mark. Watch the cycle fall apart. Feel the weight and slowly fade. Come out of the darkness, step into the light. There's miles to climb to reach the other side. A spark in the moment, I'm bound to the base. Take a leap of faith, a chance to elevate. Rise with the changing tide. Can't stop the hands of time. Rise from the chains that bind. Break free from the paradigm. Touch the sky. Come out of the darkness. Step into the light. There's miles to climb to reach the other side. A spark in the moment. I'm bound to the base. Take a leap of faith, a chance to
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There we go with 10 years. I haven't heard that band in a long time, so I'm happy to see them.
I haven't either.
I'm happy to see them. I don't know, Michael, if you know anything about that band or not.
I don't, but I think I'm going to add that song in my playlist.
Their older songs back in the day were that's some of my at least one really, really, really good hit. A lot of these bands are kind of coming back out that they're older now, and I love it.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
But let's hear about your Dallas. You said especially Dallas, you're talking about break checking, I think. Do you have like a story behind this?
Man, so a few weeks ago, I spent about a week in Dallas at another convention, and so it was a double whammy. And right as we're leaving, it was right when that snowstorm came through, like mid-January.
Yep.
Texas don't like snow.
Nobody knew what to do.
They don't know how to drive.
Nobody knew what to do. I left Bucky's in Denton. And everybody just lost their mind. Every half mile, there was three people pulled off on the side of the road. Everybody's brakes were glowing the whole time, all the way to Oklahoma. And then as soon as we hit the Oklahoma border, I am not joking you, everybody's just 75 moving along.
Uh-huh.
People. I was never so glad to get out of Texas. You know,
Texas
for a lot of reasons, but traffic is not one of them.
Every Okie knows never go to Texas if there's weather that is going to hit Texas, because they do not know how to act at all, because they're like, oh, we don't get snow. And I'm like, are you serious? Y'all do sometimes.
People
come on now.
Losing their minds. I can see people ripping their hair out as they're passing me, or I'm passing them on the highway. Just did not know what to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I remember about Texas with snow is, a few years ago, right when COVID kind of was a big thing, I think there was a big ice storm in Texas that hit like Austin and Houston, and like all these big cities like went out of power. And no, Texas isn't made for that. Like, they're not. Like, I live in Oklahoma, where Oklahoma's really still like not the snowiest state, but it snows. And I don't like driving in snow either.
We have ice.
People are half-assed prepared here in Oklahoma.
I think it's funny though when like they say there's a big snowstorm and like all these companies put like all this salt and all this stuff all over their parking lots, and like it barely drizzles rain, you know.
Yeah.
But then they say, oh, we have like a half inch of snow coming,
and then
it's like the freaking Armageddon.
Yeah, toilet paper, can't find nothing.
Dude, every year's COVID in Oklahoma with no toilet paper and food.
And bread.
It was for real a problem.
Yeah.
Toilet paper. I can only imagine some people's houses. Like, you walk in and just lining the hallways is probably toilet paper packs.
Dude, I'm going to do – you know, I need to buy a bidet. I keep on telling myself I'm going to buy a bidet to wash your butthole out instead of wiping it. It's cleaner, you know.
You're
into surprises, man. You just want to turn more bougie than you already are.
But no, it's like, if you want your wife to lick your butthole, you use bidet.
You don't use
toilet paper. I'm thinking about it from that perspective. Michael's like, what hell kind of podcast did I just join? Jesus Christ, we are a country band.
I should have known where Sebastian was going with that, and I even missed it.
Sometimes you just gotta let him fly. He's a peacock,
We are gonna play your song later, what country's all about, and the way I sing it in my car, I'll have to tell you later. Because I don't sing, I do a lot of beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-doos with the lyrics. But I know what they're saying. It's just easier for me to say the beep 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 beep. Anyways, okay.
Yeah, I know I've done that joke. It's my own song, and sometimes I beep it a beep it.
Beep the beeps it also.
But yet you say the words to Eminem, and his are quick and fast.
Because
different.
I don't have lot. There's no reason behind that.
About to say, why are you saying because, Sebastian?
Let's talk about country music a little bit, okay? We got Toby Keith. Who just recently passed away. This episode airs on Monday. It'll be a week on Monday. He has stomach cancer. A respectable person in the country music industry, obviously.
One of my heroes.
One of the biggest. So I don't know a lot about Toby, at all. I know, you know, he has that restaurant, Toby Keith's. And my wife had passed away, and she goes, all I know is about the chicken fried steak at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, the catfish is good. The steaks are always on point.
He's from Moore, Oklahoma.
What
I don't like about his death is not him. It's the people on social media. I made a post on Facebook that apparently rubbed some people the wrong way, including my own sister. I didn't reply to any comments. I didn't like any comments. I left it alone. And all I said was something along the lines of, I didn't realize all my friends on Facebook were Toby Keith's fans. Because most of our friends on Facebook are just like rock dudes, whatever.
Yeah. It's
the fact that everybody, like, I always go through Facebook, like every other post almost was about his death. I'm like, are you just saying something about his death so you can feel important also? Or do you really actually care? Now, I'm not asking you because you're a country. I would assume that he influenced you in some way.
Yeah.
But not every single person. And that's what irritated me. Like, don't just because someone died, don't fucking try to get Facebook likes.
Bandwagon.
Thank you. The perfect word. You're bandwagoning Toby Keith.
Yeah, don't do that.
Actually, I found out because of you, Sebastian. Nobody on my feed posted it, shared it, and I have country in my blood, and you know, I have people on my page that love country, and nobody posted it. I literally found out because you posted it. That post that you're talking about.
Well, I didn't put
like what?
Okay. So I am one of those people trying to feel important now.
Uh-huh.
They're calling me out. You know, I didn't know I knew any of his songs, and I do. I didn't realize it until I was talking about it at work, and
I'm sure you know
so many that, you know, a lot of people, it's just in the back of their mind. They've heard it in movies or, you know, whatever else, commercials and, you know, just jingling on the radio. It's in the back of your mind. You don't realize, you know, the impact that guy had in the music industry, you know, and I'm talking highly of him because he's really one of my childhood heroes, you know, growing up in the town of Moore. You know, every day driving past that water tower, that's inspiring. I'm sorry. As a singer coming up, you know, I've been singing since probably 5 years old. And first CD I ever bought was Toby Keith, you know, and, you know, it really hit more, especially really hard. There's a lot of people. He was such a, you know, I'm from here. This is my town kind of guy that, you know, he was involved in so much that it's a heavy impact, you know. That was a great guy.
And I'm not trying to downplay the fact that he had passed away by my post either. That wasn't what I was trying to do. I'm making fun of people on Facebook acting like they are a hero to him, and then people are posting pictures with him like, oh yeah, that's one picture you took at a random place. I get so upset. I don't know why. I'm so angry nowadays, you know. I get so angry.
Hey, that's all right.
It's like, I don't know. And for all I know, I never met the guy. I know some of his songs. Stand-up dude. What I liked about him is he was invited to Donald Trump's inauguration, okay, which he got a lot of flack from because of the pop culture. Even with country music, there's a pop culture that's very liberal. Yeah. And he pretty much said in a nutshell, you know, playing at an inauguration, I don't care who it is. It's a one-in-a-lifetime chance that's going down in history. But also played concerts for Barack Obama, George W. Bush. So
he was all about the military. He went overseas all the time and performed concerts for the military men. I mean, that's what he was known for.
As a musician, that is the perfect response to give, because I don't care what political side you stand on. If a president wants you to play at their inauguration, you get one in a lifetime chance probably to even
saddle up. Let's go.
Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Man.
It just, all right. This brings me to the Grammy Awards, which I didn't even know they've been around for 66 years. How important even are they anymore? Apparently it's still
huge. It's still,
I'll be honest. I probably only watched like 10 minutes of it.
And I'll be honest with you.
I just wait for the clips on TikTok. I don't even watch them anymore.
the thing about the Grammys is, half these people that win Grammys, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Like, I know who, like, Jay-Z is, okay? I know who that is. I know who Taylor Swift is. You know, she's in the Chiefs. It's you know her first Super Bowl this year.
So you know who Miley Cyrus is.
Receiver, right?
Well, I thought she was the quarterback, but what's his name? That plan that she's dating the guy, Travis Kelce. What's his position? Tight end. I thought she was a tight end. But you know, they say here's another thing I hate about social media. They say Taylor Swift snubbed Celine Dion.
She did.
No, I don't think that was on purpose. I think she was in the moment.
No.
And the media makes a story about anything.
No, no. So I seen several different videos on TikTok. Like I said, I openly admitted I did not watch it. I just waited for the TikTok reels.
Yeah.
But I always watch multiple different ones because, you know, some people just basically clip it and just show their preference of, you know, what they view. I watched the whole thing. She did. That was blatant disrespect because Celine Dion took pictures afterwards
hanging out together. They did. Celine Dion, Taylor Swift. And look, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, okay? I'm not a Celine Dion fan. I respect them for their music. But I will say that the media tries to portray drama when there's no drama.
They do that, but...
Yeah, it's a forced perspective, you know? That's the way they feed it to you, man.
You know, I
try to stay off of it as much as possible. I hit all the big stuff, really. But, yeah, a lot of that, it's like, why am I going to get myself upset about it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, no, I'm a Swiftie over here.
I just believe that there's certain respect that you should give people, their elders. I'm that way just in life in general. Anybody should respect their elders. But in the music industry, especially Celine Dion, and how I know for a fact that Taylor Swift always looked up to her and, you know, this and that, always said things and sang her songs. You should at least acknowledge the woman and give her a hug.
Yeah. She should have. But if you're caught in the moment,
that woman has gotten plenty of awards. You cannot tell me she was caught in the moment. This is not her first rodeo.
No, she's
one. If it was her first one ever, okay, I'll give you that one.
Okay. Here's a quiz for you guys. How many Grammys has Taylor Swift won?
Four.
Six. Well,
according to Google, 14. 14.
Dang.
Well, I did.
Right, because they kept saying 13.
Okay. How many Grammys did Michael Jackson win?
Four. Three.
Okay, Don gets this one. 13. Oh, where's my ding for Don here? Hold on, right answer for Don.
Dang.
And then hold on. Here's your wrong answer, Michael. Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, Snoop Dogg, how many Grammys does he have?
Zero.
Okay. Yeah. You got it. Okay. Hold on. Okay, yeah, so, he's a gangster rapper. But he hangs out with Martha Stewart, so maybe he should get like a Grammy for that.
Maybe he's working towards one, you know.
Before we play the next song, go into the next segment, then we get into the interview with Showdown. One last thing. Everyone saw what Miley Cyrus was wearing. Well, that hair? Come on, man.
The hair is... I don't give two craps about what she was wearing. It's the hair.
She had no underwear on. She had big hair.
Big hair.
She was wearing the female mullet like her daddy used to, and she made it poofy. I'm sorry. Her daddy.
You dig it? Yeah, because you're from Oklahoma.
I used to rock the Oklahoma mud flap, is what they called it. It's more just buzz cut and everything else in the back just kept growing.
If that was my girlfriend, I would have broke up with her that night. I'm like, all right.
It's different for dudes. Dudes can pull off the mullet. Women, it makes you look too manly, I think.
Okay, Dawn thinks that because she's also from Oklahoma. So she likes the mullet wearing, you know, dudes. It's fine. It's fine.
I didn't know. Well, actually, I did date somebody with a mullet.
Hey, that's what country's all about, man. Oh, put that in your song. It's about mullets. It's about God.
Mullet. Man.
Okay, all right. Let's play our next song. Then we got to talk about incarceration. This song, gotta look at my notes, from Ashes to New featuring Against the Current. This song is called Barely Breathing.
Barely Breathing.
I can barely breathe thinking about it. All right, here we go. Believe it, I'm the one who's bleeding. Cut out a piece of me and now I'm barely breathing. It was all a game to you, and I'm the one that played the fool. Let you feed me to your demons, and nothing that I say or do will ever be enough for you. So fuck my feelings, I don't need them. You were my heroin, you used to get me high, but all you cared about was selling me a lie. You used to lift me up, you always used to pick me up, but now you wanna get me up and bury me alive. Now you're leaving. From Ashes to New.
Hey, cool thing, real quick. So my bassist actually teched for them at Rocklahoma last year.
Oh, really?
Oh, right on.
Yeah, man.
I did not go to Rocklahoma last year, but I went the year before.
Rocklahoma won't let me podcast their convention their event because they have another podcaster, the Rocklahoma podcast. Well, you know what I got to say to them? Will you please let me do it next year?
Yeah, sure. You're watching me.
I'm going to say, fuck you.
Yeah,
nice.
I thought he was gonna say
you kill more bees with honey.
But did you know that From Ashes to New is actually playing at Incarceration in Ohio in July?
No. Which is where me and Don plan on being. Incarceration. It's a whole tattoo.
It is a tattoo convention on top of a music festival, and it is all located in the prison that was on premiered in the Shawshank Redemption movie.
Oh wow, that's
the Ohio. That's really cool. What is it called? The Ohio Reformatory, Ohio State Reformatory.
Is it like a multi-day event kind of thing?
Yes, it's a 3-day event. It's just like Rocklahoma. It's just adding tattoos. It has 3 stages, just like Rocklahoma.
It's just like Ink Nation, but a lot bigger.
Yes. So all the bands and everything are outside, and then the actual tattoo artists are inside the prison. And what a lot of people don't know is that the tattoo artists that are at incarceration are picked. They are not, they don't submit to just be able to attend because they are limited on the number of artists they can have. They pick them.
And who got picked?
I got picked. I will be there tattooing in July. I am so honored and so fucking stoked. Yes.
Oh, that is freaking awesome.
Yes. But okay, they have an amazing lineup this year. So they have Friday's Breaking Benjamin, The Offspring, and Chevelle.
Dude, what?
Those are the, yeah, and a whole bunch. I mean, they have Bad Wolves, Biohazard, Mushroom Head, which I'm going to tell you a little tidbit about that one. And then Saturday's Godsmack, Hellstorm, I Prevail. And Sunday, Shinedown, Bad Omens, and Parkway.
That's what, see, that too, you know, we have Evans Blue, we have Showdown. Yeah, I'm saying that. That's your numbers. They're coming out some bigger. You know, we got Heathrow in the Shadows and High Water Gamble. That's ours. But yo, we got Evans Blue. That's the big one. And
yes.
Then Showdown. We're going to talk about Showdown and how they got onto the convention also. But go ahead, Don.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was going to say is whenever Incarceration actually first started, it was Ink and the Clinker. That's what it was called. And their second year, Mushroom Head was the star of their show.
Who was on our podcast?
They have worked up to where now Mushroom Head is a bottom band, but they were a headliner on their second year whenever it's called Ink and the Clinker.
Well, you got to start small.
Exactly. Yeah. They have built this thing up to an amazing festival that everybody looks forward and travels.
We're doing this.
Different.
Michael, is our goal, maybe hopefully eventually after a few years, is doing it at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. Having a huge concert.
That would be cool.
Yeah. That'd be dope, right?
Yeah, the fairgrounds is a good spot. You know, they have a lot of conventions there, like car shows and
gun shows.
Button shows and gun shows.
They have button shows.
He didn't say button shows.
What did he say?
Hunting.
Oh, hunting.
It's the Okie accent. Hunting. You know my accent. Yeah. You know what he's saying.
I was like, there's a show for buttons? like how many buttons? Is it also a zipper show? like Pearl Snap, regular.
There are people who collect buttons. It is a thing.
Dude, what if we had a button show? You think people would come to it? Dude, I'm gonna start a button convention. Yeah, Michael.
I'd be there.
Don's out. We're doing it. We're doing a button show, button/ zipper show.
Zipper. I don't know a whole lot about zippers.
Easy access zippers, hoodie zippers, you know, face mask zippers.
Y'all have fun with that one.
Part of it, anyways.
No, I didn't kick you out. She's not even a part of it. I say you're in. You can't quit now. You're already in. Are you in the button show or are you out of the button show?
I'm in, dude.
Okay. Oh,
button and zipper.
Button and zipper. It has to be a button and zipper show. All right, we're going to play our last song. Then we're finally going to get on with the actual interview with Michael from the band Showdown, see what he's been up to and all this good stuff. This last band is called TX2. See, I wish Sam was here because he'd be like, that's not what they're called. They're called Texas Two-Step. TX2 is what I got. So that's what I'm going to say. And their song is called Burn, right here on the Loud Spot.
It's a graphic.
What you wanted.
Lock the door behind me, show no proof. With gloves worn tightly, recompose. They'll never find the proof that I poured gasoline. Knock to you, oh father. Wanna hear a joke? A son washing his own. Throw a mat to wash his father, turn to ash. Cause there's no such thing as hell. But if there was, you would be the first to burn. Burn, baby, burn. It's your turn to fill you to ashes. You bent in my back with this fire to blast this. I want you to burn. Now. Said I look gay. I was only in the fifth grade. All the words you spit are ingrained. Made you sin and not think straight. Treat a woman like a piss weight. You could never make a mistake. Guess you passed along the sick brain. Now you're gonna feel this pain. Hey, shut the fuck up, that is piss drunk. Perhaps about to kick your ass. So it goes around and hits back. Guess your kid's gone mad. Look at my wrist, look at that. It's everybody's fault but yours. No one to call, you cut the cord. I as a martyr, an alcoholic who couldn't look farther. You could forget the past, but some memories last. It's time to get rid of the guilt that I've harbored. If I want to burn, burn, baby, burn, it's your turn to feel the guilt in ashes. You branded my back with, if I had a last wish, it'd be. I just want to watch you. Burn, baby, burn, it's your turn to fill the couch in ashes. You bent in my back with this fire to last wish. I want you to burn. Watch it all
burn. That is not an easy lead in to a country band.
No,
that is all about God.
Yes, dude. That gave me the psychology.
That song was dope, man. That song was, I loved it. I loved it. Because you called me.
Of course you would.
Like, I don't know. Like, I maybe have some suppressed issues or something.
It speaks to your inner anger, teenage child.
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
What do you say, Michael?
Yeah, there's a lot of pent-up aggression trying to come out.
That was, and now we're going to this band. You know, which is funny that we're bringing this up. We played that song before because I didn't actually hear that song before we played it. So, Michael, with the band Showdown, who's been with us since the beginning of the episode, my first question, or really observation, is this, which goes right with this song. You can have a country band such as yourselves,
yeah,
and singing what country's all about and talk about, you know, it's the way you were raised and what the good book says and all these things, right? But you are not labeled as a Christian country band. Imagine, okay, what sing the chorus to what country's all about. Just like the first three lyric verses.
Yeah, it's about family, it's about friends, and doing what's right, like the good book says. It's
okay.
About God.
Go ahead.
It's about God. It's about faith and bringing up the kids like the way you've raised.
Okay, now, here's this. You can't be a metal band and sing that without being labeled a Christian metal band.
Yeah.
What's, like, I don't get that. You could be country and not be labeled a Christian country band, but you can't do a metal song and sing
that.
Is
there even Christian country a thing?
Because they're all Christians. Oh. They're all Christians.
Exactly. It's just country. You either have red dirt, you have country, you have outlaw country. I mean,
you can sing a song. I was riding my tractor and drinking a beer, reading the Bible. Oh, my dear. I mean, it's fine.
Nice,
it all goes together.
I think you're onto something, man.
See, that was great. I thank you very much. Finally, someone appreciates my music writing.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
What are y'all classified as? Are y'all just country or red dirt or?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring that southern rock back a little bit. You know,
okay. Some of this,
we've got 10 new songs we've worked up, and we're about to start tracking them, and they're going to be great. I'm I am super, super excited for everybody to hear these. But yeah, there's a Southern Rock touch on it. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got the harmonica guy coming to the convention?
Oh, yeah. Shorty. Shout out Shorty.
Yeah.
Dude.
Sounds like a gangster pimp.
That dude is wicked.
Oh, literally. It's a guy, too. I thought it was like a little, like, you know, short female black chick. Shorty.
Got it, dude.
So that's cool, man. I hope the harmonica's there. You guys are charting locally in the top. Like top 10 or something like that. Like music, you guys have a lot of followers too on Spotify and listeners.
Yeah, it's kind of came on just all of a sudden. You know, we were kind of having some good numbers, and we were like, "Whoa, this is freaking awesome!" And then all of a sudden, it was like by the day, it was 500 new monthly listeners. It was just going up, and I think we just broke 6,000.
Nice,
and you know, just follower after follower coming in on all of our social media. A lot more reaction to our, you know, official band page, showdownofficialband.com. A lot more traction there. It's kind of a whirlwind, man. You know, we've been at this project now for going on 3 years, and, you know, we've had our ups and downs, you know, individualized in the band, you know, we've had our ups and downs, and,
sure.
You know, finally we've kind of hit a spot where we're just climbing, man. And we're not holding back at all.
Well, Don can attest for this. So we had a competition, a music competition. I think Tim is the guy I most mainly talk to, right, in the band?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Shout out to, you know, Oklahoma City Firefighters and everything they do as well.
For sure.
So yeah. We had a competition going on where we want the best band out of however many we're going to submit to play at our convention. And I get an email from this guy that's helping me out with this. I'm not going to mention his name. He's like, "Oh, this band submitted, but they're country." And I was like, "Well, let me listen to them anyways." So I listened, and immediately I was like, "Oh no, these motherfuckers are playing."
I liked it.
I told Don, "We got a country band. They're not even in the competition. They're just gonna play. I'm gonna call them right now. Let's get them set up."
Normally he's like, "Don, listen to this. Let me know what you think. You know, I have an input." I did not have an input with you guys at all. Like as soon as so I knew Sebastian, if he is actually saying yes to country, I didn't need to hear it. I knew y'all were good. So
yes.
Because country isn't his thing.
Pound, dude. Pound it.
I liked it. I like, you know what country's all about. I have it on my regular playlist. I hear it all the time. I love the words to it. I like your other songs too. In fact, we were supposed to play another song from you guys called "Something Wicked" on tonight's podcast. But I think what country is all about is kind of your hit right now that you guys are pushing.
Yeah, it's got the most traction. Yeah,
and I like it a lot. But you guys do have some. There are some under kind of bluegrassy, if you will, undertones to some of your songs.
Yeah.
And you know, to ask Tim, what did I say to him? Something about the band, how old you guys were, and he was like, "Well, we're smart. We got a young singer. We got someone younger than us to be the front man of the band."
I think they're all like twice my age, man.
Have you always done country? Have you always wanted to be in a country band? Is that like something you've always lived up to and wanted to do?
Grew up picking the acoustic guitar in the back of the horse barn, and you know, everybody always told me growing
there's
up.
There's a song right there, picking the guitar in the back of my horse barn.
Hey. Hey, it works. It comes natural in my life, man.
I'm on a. Why don't you guys have any actual music videos yet? Like, because I always see these lyric videos.
Yeah, we're working on it. So we're actually forming our own green screen recording room. Okay. So that's where it's at nowadays. You know, a lot of these videos you see, you can't even tell, but they're all like recorded in front of green screens, man. You know, you get some props out there. Yeah. And so that's where we're at. We've converted part of the lead guitarist, Tim, part of his shop into it. And, you know, this is where the studio is at, the live room where we're sitting right now. It's all on the backside of his property. So we're nice and safe and sound here. We're not waking nobody up or nothing.
I'm waking up my whole house right now. Hey, you know, I have a song. I have a song called "A Low Budget Porn Star" that needs to be sung in country. Would you be willing to do that for me? We have the whole song. Sure. We have the whole song worked out. Lyrics and everything. Sure. The guy we had recorded and sing it said we couldn't put it out because his wife would be mad because they were super religious. And my wife actually kind of helped me write this. Or she was the She's not the reason for the song, but she helped me write the song called Low Budget Porn Star.
Okay.
So anyways, not trying to say she's a low budget porn star. I'm trying to say.
Yeah, let's talk some more at the convention.
Let's not dig yourself a grave already, Sebastian.
I always do dig myself a grave.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Showdown's going to be at the convention. By the way, I do want a t-shirt for the band
that I
can sport. Hope you guys really, really make it. I personally, myself, enjoy every Showdown song that I've heard. I thought was catchy. I thought the lyrics were great. I thought the music was great. So, I mean that. I say that to a lot of bands.
Oh, you
I
wait, man.
I don't
normally
say, but I mean it.
No, he means it with you. And trust me, he's not a country dude.
And more all original songs coming very soon. And, you know, I bet you a lot of artists say this, but these ones are twice as good, man. We put a lot of heart and soul, a lot of time.
But really, I think everyone does feel that because they put a lot of their effort into it.
It's a learning curve as you progress as an artist. You know,
absolutely.
Most people, you look at where they started and where they're at, and you know, if there is not a progression, there's something wrong. But yeah. Yeah, so that's how I feel.
Go check out Showdown Official on all platforms or on Spotify.
Yes.
Say your website one last time, please.
ShowdownOfficialBand.com.
All right, and let's check out their song, and then we'll be right back right before we end the podcast. Here is What Country's All About, my favorite song by the band Showdown. Michael, thank you for writing the lyrics to this. I love it. Here we go.
Yeah, man. Let's get it.
You don't need to drive no four-wheel drive or wear no cowboy hats. Don't matter if you dropped a 10-point buck, ain't nothing to do with that. Don't care if you were born down south or tied with a backwoods swing. Don't matter if you like to chew red, man, nah, I don't mean a thing. Sit on back, you might learn a thing or two. It's about family, it's about friends, and doing what's right like the good book says. It's about God, it's about faith, and bringing up the kids like the way he's raised. In the end, there ain't no doubt, and that's what country is all about. That's what country's all about. You don't need to grow a bell and hay, or wake when a rooster crows. Don't matter if you've ate frog legs or partied on an old dirt road. Don't need to have holes in your jeans or know how to plow a field. Don't need to fish with an old cane pole, you just gotta keep it real. Sit on back, you might learn a thing or two. It's about family, it's about friends, and doing what's right like the good book says. It's about God, it's about faith, and bringing up the kids like the way he's raised. That's what country's all about. Sit on back, you might learn a thing or two. You see Grandpa begin on his banjo as you're pulling up the drive. Kids all take off running, they want Grandma's apple pie. You gather around the table and you bow your heads and pray. You hold each other's hands as you thank the man upstairs. And now you know what country's all about. It's about family, it's about friends, and doing what's right like the good book says. It's about God, it's about faith, and bringing up the kids like the way he's raised. In the end, there ain't no doubt, that's what country's all about. 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 Now you know what country's all about.
I mean, come on.
I have to know, what part of country Oklahoma are you originally from?
Well, born Chickasha, Oklahoma, raised there a little bit, but like I said, most of my life, more Oklahoma.
I'm a Moore baby myself. I still live in Moore and Moore original. I watched them change Eastern to Toby Keith, you know. Yep. So yeah.
We gotta get out of here. I don't feel like doing a lot of editing tonight, so we're gonna leave it with that. Michael, you stay right there till after the outro song plays, please. I want to thank everyone that listens to this podcast. Go follow Showdown. Come to Eat Nation, yeah. www.eatnation.com. That's all the time we got. Peace out. Wait, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Oh, peace out. Rock on.
Yeah, much love.
Bye-bye.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.